Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Very pleased to welcome the husband and wife cycling duo of Kristen and P.L. Meindertsma. Did I get that right, Meindertsma?
Well, that's very good.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, cool. They are here to talk about something they call Cycle 5 to Survive, a five-year, five-continent bikepacking ride to raise $2.5 million for five charities. This is going to begin on June 17th at the Continental Divide. Ladies first, Kristen, how did this idea all get off the ground?
Well, my husband tends to sort of have these big ideas, and I mean, he probably should tell you a little bit more about kind of his own personal journey and why it all started, but we both ride our bikes quite a bit, and he had a great ride raising money for the Terry Fox Foundation a while back, and as things got tough with work after that, he reflected on when he felt his best, and it was during that ride raising money, and so he's like, well, I think I need to do one more of those, and as the project grew, he's like, what do you think about that? And I'm just like, yeah, sure. Let's just go for it. So that's in a nutshell from my end. I'm sure he spent multiple hours thinking about it in his brain over and over again over days and months. But yeah, that's kind of how it happened.
And PL, good logo. How long did you work on that?
Well, thanks. Actually, it's funny. I have a lady who's a friend of mine who's a graphic designer, and came up with a few ideas. And then, funny enough, sitting on the couch with my son, him and I kind of looked at the different options and kind of just through all of that, we just came up with it. And, I mean, you know, Good Logos is a collaboration of a few random ideas with a person with a skill set being able to put them together. So I appreciate the compliment, but it wasn't anything that I thought was earth-shattering, but I think it does the job.
Kristen, is this the type of thing where you're going to do it piecemeal, or are you telling your son, like Magellan, I'll see you in 5 years?
No, it is one every year. So over the next 5 years, we'll do one big ride in each continent. So, yeah, we're not taking off for 5 years.
Now, P.O., a big ride to me would be like 10 miles. A big ride to you two is what for how long?
Well, the first ride is, like you said, it's called the Continental Divide, and it's an off-road trail. They say it's the world's longest off-road trail. It starts in Banff, Alberta in Canada, and it heads south all the way down to Antelope, New Mexico, down by the Mexican border. And it's about a 4,300 to 4,400 kilometer long route, and our goal it's to go a little longer than 20 miles, and we think in kilometers here in Canada. So the goal for us, just making sure we capture footage and got a drone and stuff, to cycle about 100 kilometers a day. So it's going to take us about 44 to 45 days of biking and setting up tents and stopping for food and doing interviews and that kind of stuff. So that's, it's the longest bike trip we've ever done. 100 kilometers a day for us, I wouldn't say is overly long, but when you're riding a bike and you're carrying 40 to 50 pounds of packs with clothing and tents and sleeping bags and 3 to 4 liters of water, so about a gallon of water on each bike, it's not an easy trip.
And Kristen, this sounds like it's well thought out. You have the charities, the media coverage. Do you have like PR people? Do you have like a drone operator as well following you?
Yeah, no, we are doing it all on our own. So the drone operator would be PL. He's a drone operator in training. We're hoping he becomes an expert by the time it happens, because we haven't been able to get the thing to follow us just yet. So it's been a bit of trial and error, but we have some people here on the ground, but everybody is sort of supporting here. Once we ride, it's just us. And there'll be a few people back home that we'll send media to, but we're doing all the footage. It's just us completely self-supported.
Now, I would imagine, you know, they always say with married couples, don't go to bed mad. Do you guys say, don't ride the bicycles mad? Like, how do you, you're going to be with each other 24/7. Any tips on how to make that go swimmingly?
Well, I would say, I know that is, don't go to bed mad. We often probably go to bed mad, but we wake up pretty happy. So I think we tend to just ignore each other for a bit and go to sleep and sleep on it. And then the next morning it's usually easier to discuss stuff. So we know how to battle pretty good back and forth, but PL doesn't really engage too much. He's pretty calm headed. So I'm Italian. I can go up and down a little bit, and then he's Dutch. So, you know,
we'll hold that against
it. It tends to work well for us.
So if you go by stereotypes, you'd say if you're Italian, then you talk with your hands and you're very passionate. And if you're Dutch, you're cheap. I mean, that's a stereotype you don't want, right?
Yeah. PL's not cheap. He's very calculated in how he spends his money. But yeah, that's pretty close.
I don't think – it's like I'm trying to defend my heritage here. I wouldn't say I'm cheap. I would say that if I know what I want, it doesn't matter what it costs, and I tend to want to buy – I always want to buy the best. So the stuff that we have on our bikes, you know, I just spent $2,000 to $3,000 worth of parts just to replace everything on our bike. So I'm not going to try and just keep my way through a 45-day bike ride. Like, we're going to make sure we do this right, and if it costs us a little extra money – to make sure we do it right. Because in the end, when Kristen started it earlier, just why this thing started, but it started mostly out of a selfish journey for myself to figure out, there's got to be more to life than what I'm doing. And this is really a personal pursuit of purpose. And like she said, when I did this before, I really felt at peace with myself and the ability to do what I'm good at, which is to go on these long bike rides and create awareness for these charities. I thought it was a win-win. So I want to make sure we're successful in these rides and that we don't cheap out, because there's a lot of people giving us a lot of money. So the last thing I want to do is fall short on our end. So, the calculated part she's correct with, but we're going to do this the right way.
No doubt. And I've been to Holland many times. I love it. Everybody go online to cycle52survive.com, cycle52survive.com. We've been speaking with Kristen and PL Mind Dernsma, and they're going to be getting it going here mid-June. Congratulations, you two, and thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.